Oh, I have all my teeth are dental. All my teeth are fake. I had like when I was
What happened?
I was born with a birth defect where I didn't have teeth.
Yeah.
Wait, every baby has that birth defect.
Oh yeah, well, good point.
I had baby teeth, and they didn't.
Man, he almost got away with that, Michael.
And I couldn't walk. It was terrible.
Yeah, right? Yeah, oh, poor you. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're here with
our old friend Billy Myers
and PJ.
Emphasis on old.
Puthen.
JP Puthen.
JP Puthen.
I feel so loved.
JP Puthen Theedle.
That's close.
That is
the Puthen Veetle.
Puthen Veetle.
There it is.
Puthen did Veetle. I do it?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Puthen Veetle.
Yeah. Puthen Veetle. That is.
It is
French.
Easy.
Indian.
Ah.
Yeah, so close.
Deep down brown.
Right.
Puthen Veetle.
I'm intrigued by people like you.
Yeah.
Biracial people.
Oh, are you? Are you? You're half.
Yeah, I'm half Indian.
Half Indian and half Caucasian?
Yeah.
Well, I just, I was speaking about somebody with a similar background recently where you go through life and people might assume upon first blush that you're like a white guy.
That I'm a white, yeah.
And I just think you have a really, did you say a white?
A white, yeah, I'm one of them. I mean, I'm mostly a white person. I like Indian people are kind of like the white people of Asian people. Like they're lazy. They don't have any real struggles.
I'm offended on behalf of everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like you got everybody covered. Right now.
No, people don't think I'm brown or Indian, which is okay. It doesn't really affect me either way. Sometimes I get a lot of. People ask me for a lot of job interviews because of my diverse last name, and they're really disappointed when I show up.
Because you're Puthen Veetle?
Yeah, people will like be like, "Oh, we're looking for diverse hiring," so they'll call me in for a lot of job interviews. I get like every job interview that I apply for and get none of them.
Right?
Because you don't look like
They see the resume and they go, "Oh, this guy's going to look great in our brochure."
Wait, so did you just prove that if you're a minority, it's easier to get a job?
I think that's just, we know that, right?
I think that's
like proven.
Well, the cliche.
I'm a lazy white guy.
There's different cliches about what different kinds of minorities, an Asian last name might suggest certain things about you. For example, I think the typical experience of Black Americans is that they're less likely to get a job interview if they have a name that obviously telegraphs Black.
I guess it depends on the job, but I mean, if you have a name that telegraphs Black, is that like a Zimbabwean name or like a Nigerian name? Because most Black people just have a regular last, like American last name, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean,
well, their first names aren't
right. Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah,
they've done studies where they literally send out the exact same resume with like John Smith and then a very
and like Jamiroquai. Just see what happens.
Jamiroquai is not a yeah. Black name.
I believe
Jamiroquai has been unemployed
super
since the '90s.
Yeah.
I'm new.
I would never hire Jamiroquai.
Yeah, you shouldn't. They're trouble.
No, what? No, the musician.
Oh, is that a musician's name?
Wait, you don't know who Jamiroquai?
No,
how
I just thought
you?
It was a fun name.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
there was this guy. Oh man, you missed out. There's this guy, and he used to wear funny hats. White guy, right?
Okay.
And he like did like kind of like Justin Timberlake stuff before Justin Timberlake. And then he made a music video where he did a dance on a treadmill, and it was huge. He was huge, and he sucked giant dicks. He was really not very good.
Yeah, okay. He was like, if you liked Stevie Wonder when he looked like Stevie Wonder, maybe you'll like a silly little British man in a hat on a treadmill.
So not a black guy.
No,
definitely he's not a black guy. I think he's English.
Yeah, he's English.
I really thought that was a black name. Oh wow, I was so off the mark.
He looks he looks like a missing Wahlberg.
That video was cool.
That's a cool guy. That's looks like comfy
a Wahlberg that didn't get like any milk as a kid.
Yeah, I know. He's like he's in the back of the burger restaurant.
He's like a lactose intolerant Wahlberg.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
I got you guys. I got energy shots that are healthy.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
They don't have any poison in them.
Right. Cool. We're not saying that your brain doesn't work. We're just saying this could make your brain work
I don't
work
think
better.
I would I have suspected poison until you mentioned that there was no poison in them.
And then to make it even, I got donuts for everybody.
Ooh, nice.
That's that pink box right there. It has
Oh, shit. There's donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Shout this out to neat. Magic what Mind.
It tastes like passion fruit.
Magic Mind.
Oh, that's good.
It is
like it. There's like layers of flavor. It's one thing when it hits your mouth and a different thing when it goes down. And I like them all.
There's healthy stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's a hint of passion fruit to like help it go down.
Since when is passion fruit?
That's not bad.
Right? And wait till your mind gets it. Your mind's going to kick ass. Yeah. Listen to this. Michael's going to say something.
Yeah. Magic Mind is a mental performance shot. You are about to experience heretofore unparalleled levels of mental clarity. And there's a limited offer everybody can use that gets you exactly 48% off your first subscription. Not 47, not 49,
hell
48.
Yeah. It's already kicking in, you guys.
Or you can get 20% off one-time purchases with the code Ellis at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/Ellis. Get it up, you.
Magic
it's
mind.
Not appropriate to eat donuts on the air, but I don't care.
Oh my god.
You want a donut?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't smoke marijuana, and ever since I stopped smoking marijuana, I do occasionally have some pretty strong dreams.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
I got a friend staying here right now, and she said before she went to sleep next to me that she has been known to sleep talk. I'm trying to think of one thing that they said that I'd be like, I don't want to hear that. Like, if you're unconscious and you're talking, I'm pretty intrigued, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on in there.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would you say that? You know, like, even if it's a bad thing, I'd be like, why? I don't blame you. You're unconscious, you know?
Yeah, and also you get to kind of see what they're dreaming about a little bit.
I must eat you. That would be, I'd be like, uh-oh. But still, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Are there any things that a person could utter unconsciously that would be an actual deal breaker?
N-bombs.
Okay, there you go. There's one.
You're not sure.
JP.
If you said it in a friendly way, you'd be like, yo, what's up, my N-bomb? I'd be like, okay.
Or if he was rapping. If it was an actual song? Yeah.
Okay, that would be impressive.
I would be assuming,
if you got a verse
that
had the N-bomb in it, but it was a good verse from like
on beat the whole time,
If it's a solid verse delivered credibly, but it did not have an N-bomb originally, and they just freestyled that?
Then I'd be worried in the morning. Wait, but they said you were never going to have teeth.
I didn't have adult teeth growing behind my baby teeth.
You did get baby teeth.
Some baby teeth. Some of them were missing too, but then they just took them
out. So how long until, because they had to wait for your head to grow to put in teeth, right?
Yeah, I had a shitty mouth till I was about 19. It was rough.
You had a couple of baby teeth.
Yeah, I had like 7 baby teeth till I was 19.
So you were a virgin for a long time, right?
I'm a virgin now, dude.
Really?
I'm asexual, yeah.
Shut up.
No, that's me. I'm asexual. I don't have a sex
drive. Wait, you don't want a bone?
No.
What's
not
that
really.
Like?
It's real.
Do you get more done?
I get so much more done. And also, you know, I'm lazy like everyone else. But I get a shit more done. But also, like, I don't know. I have my own things. I'm interested in dating romantically. And I'd have sex, I guess. That's right, ladies.
Yeah.
I'd have sex, I guess.
Wow. That is really, man, that is a turn on in itself.
Yes. I know, but like, I'm
stop
not,
hitting on me, okay?
I don't have a sex drive. Or like a very, very, very minimal one. Like, I don't fuck off really. I don't know. Uh-huh.
But you have.
I have.
Was it bad?
Because people told me. No, it was just, it was like.
Is it like, ew? Do you regret it before you?
I'm not grossed out by, I'm not scared of sex, but I just don't have, like, everybody talks about how they're horny. So I don't really get horny. Mm-hmm. I don't, I very much don't, like, think about sex or.
Yeah, you just have an incredible. Okay, so you have a very, very low sex drive. Can I ask the times that you have opted to what?
Sometimes there's just like a stress relief to it, but it's, I don't really.
But do you have a mental aid or do you have a mental image?
I guess.
When you see boobies, do you think, hell yeah?
No.
You don't?
No, I mean, the things that will work for me, if anything, is like romantic stuff.
Okay, but would you not like
sex scenes?
Gay as hell.
I know, dude. I'm gay.
But like, would you off to
romance?
Men
and wizards. I like wizards too.
What, do you like her or something?
Wizard. So you would jerk off to wizards?
I like magic. Wizards.
Wait, you jerk off to a wizard?
Mm-hmm.
A girl wizard?
No, I mean, just, I guess, not necessarily. There's a weird, I'm also like, there's a weird thing where like, I'll be slightly interested in a wizard turning a man into a woman. That's like a, that's a trans thing. I'm also non-binary. I'm not going to be trans, but that's like a people, slight sexual interest in people turning from like magically from a man into a woman. That'll like perk. I don't know the right word. That'll get me somewhere, I guess, sometimes.
What?
Yeah. It's
You did a lot of that fast. Let's go through it.
Okay. Do the wizard part first, because I feel like I can understand the second part, where to me that is the little engine of a sex drive, because I can see the fluidity of the gender stuff is something that you find appealing.
Wizards into the equation, because I'm super, I love trans people, but I'm not, I would never fully transition.
Mostly, you don't because feel like you want to be a woman.
I want to be a woman, but only if it was done with like magic, snap of the fingers, everything's
wait,
perfect.
Wait, you want to be a woman?
If I could like do it perfectly, I'm happy with the way I look and the way I am, but if it could be like perfect, I would never want to go through the process of transitioning with today's sciences,
you'd be happier as a woman, you reckon?
I don't know if I'd be happier, but I'd be happy. I'm non-binary, so I could kind of go either way.
Are you pissed you're a man?
Not pissed.
A little bit bummed.
Sometimes.
You'd be like, man, I wish I was a woman.
There's a lot of times.
Even in this society.
Sometimes, yeah.
What makes it seem better?
There's a lot of stuff. I don't really connect with a lot of
men. I mean, you wouldn't have that sweet beard. You know that, right?
People figured it out. That's true, I guess. But I would also, I don't know. It's kind of just in my heart, I know. Like, I also, like, most of my friends are women. I connect with them more. And also, just my whole life, I've kind of known. But it's hard, because it's hard to pinpoint any specific thing, because there's a lot of men and women that aren't that different. And there's a lot of, like, similarities. And it's not necessarily about, like, their bodies. It's more or less, like, their journey that I'm more interested in, I guess. But there's something in me that just feels like I maybe would rather that be a woman.
It's a gut conviction. It's something it's so core to you that it's kind of hard to articulate.
But
I get it.
But I'm also like very, I'm not unhappy with how I am. I'm non-binary. I'm super happy with how I look, who I am, my sexuality. I'm comfortable with my own skin. I think I like the idea of wizards, because if you could with a magic wand turn somebody into a woman, that's just like Band-Aid ripped off. You're done. But the idea of like going through the 5-year process of transitioning and spending all this money and exams and I have some friends that are doing that right now. Sounds truly like I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Ever.
None of this sounds
crazy.
It's
almost like they're doing it because they really believe that they're the opposite sex.
They truly like have no other option.
Yeah.
Which I do. I feel like I can be in the middle.
Right, right.
Because you don't really want to feel sexual.
Yeah, right.
So that makes it easier?
I'm
trying to get one thing right now. You're putting it right in my
brain. You're doing great. You're in the ballpark for sure. I don't even fully know the answer to what I am. I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, because you're still pretty young to have all that in there.
Yeah, I was switching around stuff on my head. I also grew up really, I grew up in a cult, so like I was grew up really.
What the hell? Man, they gave you so many obstacles. Holy shit, things. God, give the guy a break. I mean, wait, is the guy a break? Is that in
God?
No, when I said give the guy a break,
that guy is fine. I also don't, I prefer
am I supposed
they,
to say they?
If you want.
Sorry, man, I know that stuff. I've got friends.
You can do your best. I don't go down on people when they try their best. But
you won't go down on anyone. You're not into it.
That's true.
Who's got the energy, right?
It seems so exhausting.
Yeah.
Have you tried?
No, I haven't tried. It's hard to explain. Like, have you ever wanted to, like, if I haven't wanted to do something ever, and I've, like, why
rollerblade.
I would love to rollerblade.
See, I wouldn't.
Okay, so if you never wanted a rollerblade, then why would you
wear Skechers shoes? I've had no interest in that.
Light shoes? Oh my goodness! Hello.
Let me ask you something, because you know
that's Rumble Bean.
Hello, Rumble Bean.
There's this school of thought that I think is fairly well established that
he also has no sex drive.
Thank God.
So there's this idea that we're all like everything that we do is driven ultimately by sex, yeah, right?
Not me, Michael.
And to and to an extent, there's
my
something.
My life is ruined from sex drug, like completely.
That's what, like,
damn,
I meant. Yeah,
damn right.
That seems to be the consensus of a lot of people. And it's also for, like,
that's what my soul says all day.
Let's see.
Right? No.
Why, Jason?
They're right.
Yeah.
You know, like, they that's. Are.
It seems JP's like people right. fuck up their
it's
life
the,
so hard.
It's the better way.
Yeah. When so, can you give me a magic spell and make it happen to me?
Just start doing puzzles more. Just start reading and doing puzzles.
See, that's where, because isn't that crazy? Because you like puzzles?
I love puzzles.
I hate puzzles.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't stop thinking about sex.
Damn.
Remember that Nine Inch Nails song?
No.
Wait, it's sorry. Oh, wait. Korn. Remember that Korn song?
No.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of people's fucking issue. And, like, I get it. You
know? Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm getting at, though. So there's this idea that we all are aware of the obvious ways in which you're driven by sex when you, like, stay in a relationship you shouldn't be in, or you stay out late when you should probably go home because you think you might meet somebody. But there's this, I forget the philosopher, but it's a very, very well-established thing that it's like the reason why you bother to get a job is because you want to get some money and some prestige so that you will be attractive to a mate. The reason why you like comb your hair is because you're trying to be attractive to a mate. That sex is driving stuff that we don't even associate with sex.
Right.
So I'm wondering, have you noticed on more subtle, basic, day-to-day levels, the fact that you're not ultimately trying to pursue that, there's other behaviors that you don't really give a shit about that a lot of people seem to take very seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't really go to bars ever. I mean,
I drink,
I smoke. I prefer to, like, hang out with people that I know. And, like, I'll meet new people for the sake of doing it, but it's never, like, I'm never interested in meeting new people because, like, I might find somebody to fuck.
Right, sure.
I have romantic desires. Like, I'm definitely not planning on going through life single my entire life, and I'm not.
Have you had a romantic fling?
I have had people that I've gone on dates. That's like the closest I've ever gotten.
But it would get weird when you have romance with somebody and then they go, "Hey, let's bone." And you're like, "I don't really want to do that." And they go, "What do you mean?"
Yeah,
would you settle for a puzzle?
We haven't crossed that bridge yet. But I think if I was like really into somebody, I mean that's the thing. I don't really know what will happen when I get there. I like to think that if I was really into somebody, it's not like I can't get hard. My body works, but it's like, I think if I was like really into somebody and like had things had gotten to a certain place, I could get myself there. But I honestly don't know. I don't know what that will be. I haven't gone there, so I have no idea how that's gonna happen. But yeah, I think, I mean, I have my own issues, but there's definitely a lot of, most of my motivation, none of my motivation is sex driven. Yeah.
I don't think that's as, I don't think it's unusual. I think there's just more people that feel that way that would never claim that. Look, I think most guys have experienced a situation where you're maybe with a woman and you're like, cool, I want to have sex and so does she. And then after a little while in the relationship, you're like, she doesn't really want to have sex. It's almost like she kind of never really wanted to have all that much sex. Many people have been in that relationship.
I thought it was just because I was that annoying.
Just saying, maybe some of those women are like, I'm really not all that motivated to do this, but clearly it's just, he's not going to stick around if I don't do that. Maybe if I do it for a while, I don't know, I'll figure it out after that. Maybe some of those women are, it's because it's not, none of these things are cut and dried. It's not like they're asexual, like they hated it the whole time. It was like, yeah, I did it with you like 8 times and I didn't feel like I needed to do it 8,000 more.
And also, I connect with people, and I can have feelings with people. So I would assume if I had sex with somebody, I would never be able to have a one night stand.
Yeah.
But like, if I had sex with somebody that I really liked, I assume I would enjoy just being with them,
right?
Regardless of what the activity.
Sure,
was.
You just need a warlock to sweep you off your feet.
Yeah, and, my God.
Would you enjoy kissing, or is that?
I've kissed.
Was it fun?
Yeah, well, I've kissed a few times. Most of the time it was, like, at the end of a date that, like, I never really had an interest in. I've never gone on a date where I've liked the person. Most of the people I like are, like, I haven't really liked anybody since high school that hard. Because I closed myself off and I, like, focused on career or whatever. And also last time I liked somebody, because I was in a cult. And, well, my parents were in a cult, and I had to go through all this stuff.
I actually forgot about that part.
It was an extreme
got to the tea thing either.
Yeah.
It was an extreme Christian, like, I don't know exactly. It was called Bayleaf, but it was an extreme Christian. It was a neighborhood where we weren't really supposed to interact with people outside of our church. And I went to the school was connected to the church, and like every extracurricular activity, like baseball, taekwondo, was all piloted by the church. They tell us who to vote for, like where, how to behave. And one day I liked a girl and then had an anxiety attack because I was about to ask her out, and then kind of blacked out. And I woke up in a car with my principal taking me to a mental hospital.
Jesus.
And then they like kind of they sent me in there, and I was there for like about a little over a week. And then after that, I was like, okay,
for
I'm not
panic
gonna...
attack.
Yeah, I definitely didn't belong in there. I was like roommates with a guy. I got pushed up against the wall. A shank was held to me. I was in there with like rapists, with schizophrenics.
For
I did not
a panic attack.
Yeah, it was absolutely did not belong in there.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even have my teeth yet.
How did that not get you a panic attack?
It was not, no, I was not doing well in the mental hospital.
Is this
it
fair?
Was freaked
That's
out.
Fair.
It was not good. I was upset the whole time. And then after that, I actually did ask the girl out, and she
the
said
same
no.
girl.
Yeah, and she said no.
Both.
And then after that, I was like,
you went
I'm
to
not
prison and almost got shanked for it.
Yeah, I know.
No.
And she said no to me.
Man, no wonder you don't want to have sex.
Yeah, I don't want to. I was just like, oh, man, I don't really. I guess there's part of me like I'm working on opening myself up again. I'm on.
Yeah.
You want to go out with a girl, right?
Yeah, I'm more interested in girls. I think I would date a guy if I found the right one, but I think on a surface level,
you
got to
watch guys. They always want a bone.
That's the thing.
They're worse.
What's
yeah,
really?
What about Morrissey?
Morrissey?
Yeah.
Like the Smiths guy?
Yeah.
Would I bone him?
He's I think he's fake asexual, but he claims he is.
Ooh. I mean, I couldn't either. I mean, there's certain people I couldn't not fuck if they came to me, or if the opportunity was out there. Like, is Morrissey alive?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Yeah, I think if Morrissey came to my door and was like, "Do you want to have sex?" I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." Yeah.
Probably. Why? Do you like him?
No, because it's Morrissey, and I can't, like, not... If
well,
I lost my
minute.
Virginity
you just said
to Morrissey,
no.
I think that's...
How can you say, no, I don't really like him, but it's Morrissey? So you respect him for what?
I like the Smiths.
Oh, okay.
I like the
Smiths. So you do like him.
I like the Smiths. I mean, I haven't, like, looked at his picture enough times to, like, know if I physically...
He used to be somewhat attractive, and now he's not.
He's got, like, poofy hair, right?
He had a pompadour.
No,
yeah,
like a weird pompadour.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
he was a handsome young man, but he's kind of let himself go.
I mean,
recently.
I definitely have sex with him just for the story.
Who's
of
on?
It.
Okay, who's on? Who's your off the top of your head? Give me a couple of names that you just couldn't say no if they were.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that guy. Sure.
Yeah, but show him now. Show him now. Yeah, there you go. Not so much now. Well, that one's okay. He's gay. He's a liar.
No, he's pretty much on that.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say it, but he said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Self-loving.
I guess Ryan Gosling is the obvious choice. That's
pretty basic.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's
wait,
beautiful
so you're not
man.
Mentioning girls. You realize that.
I don't. There's a weird thing where when I celebrity crush, it's usually guys. But when I local get to know somebody crush, it's usually women. But I think like in the abstract, when I'm thinking about who I want to fuck, maybe it's just me. I'm more comfortable admitting to wanting to fuck guys. And like when they're celebrities, I'm trying to think of a woman that I would.
Dolly Parton.
And
when she was young.
I didn't know what she. I've only known old Dolly Parton.
Show young Dolly Parton.
Yeah, see what young Dolly Parton.
Because she was cute.
She's still hot.
Agreed.
She's got.
I like the cowgirl.
Yeah, I would give her a good going over any year she wanted it.
Yeah.
Obviously,
okay.
You know, made off age. Made up. How about that?
I don't know. There's
right,
a lot. There's too much. She's just like I don't like big personalities.
Yeah, she's right. Almost she's always been like almost a parody of over the top.
So you'd be more of a Fiona Applegate? Is that her name?
No,
Fiona.
It's Fiona Apple and Christina Apple.
Fiona Apple.
This guy is
so I don't
scarring
think
my arm.
So you can stop him. He'll break your skin.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's impossible that you could have an unconventional upbringing and then arrive at the. Sexual identity that you have arrived
oh, yeah.
at.
It was like a nurture nature.
But it's tempting to see a connection there.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's a connection. I was taught that masturbating and having sex would send me to burning in hell. And I don't believe in that stuff anymore, but there is like a, there's a residual impact.
Yeah, just easier to leave well enough alone there.
Yeah. And like, I mean, there's definitely like in me, like I'm sure if I had a sex drive, it would come out and I would feel it. Cause I feel like anybody that had a sex drive that didn't have sex before they were 27 would be probably a lot more mad than I am.
Yeah.
And probably be very sexually frustrated. It doesn't really come out. I'm a chill fella. But yeah, no, I was raised to like not don't ever have sex. Like, my sex talk was with my dad. We went on a 5-hour drive to a Lego convention, and he put in 5 CDs that told me to never have sex until I'm married. It was like another guy talking that he put CDs in, and we just sat in silence listening to this, like, podcast.
So teeth.
Yeah, oh yeah, my teeth are gone.
There you were, you had no teeth until you were 19.
Right.
Did you get picked on?
Oh yeah, I got hardcore. I got like 80s movie bullied, like yeah. Beat up, black eyes, locker
for having no teeth. People picked on you.
I don't know, it was just the no teeth. I was a scrawny little nerd. But there was like that's teeth still, were a part of it.
But people put hands on you for being a nerd.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah, I can list their names right now.
Like, do you
now.
Want me to beat them up,
dude? Yeah, I can. Actually got hit by a semi.
He died,
dude. It was dope. It was a good hell. Year. Yeah, yeah, it was yeah, awesome. Nice. He got high and then him. Got hit by a semi on the highway.
Did you like go to his funeral and smoke a cigar?
I didn't. No, I didn't go to his funeral.
This is the cool bag. Like, yeah, dude.
No.
Here.
Yeah. like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear in the movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Just check out one of those poppers.
Oh, party poppers.
Some champagne.
Oh, people would love that.
Yeah. I'm having a good time. This
blow
is
the whole time his mom's having a speech.
Holding champagne.
Give her the light. Just like, hey, yeah. We're done.
Top hat.
Yeah. When he got teeth. Did things change the day you came to school with teeth?
I mean, there was definitely, like, I don't know if it changed. I was never, like, a popular kid. I was never, like, a... But when I came and I had teeth, people were like, oh, you have teeth now.
Did you smile a lot when you got teeth?
Oh, yeah, way more. I did not... I had mouth smiles before teeth. I would, like, all the time. But yeah. I also, by the time I got teeth, I was not being bullied as much anyways. Like, I had entered high school. People had matured. I got bullied a lot in middle school and before that. But when I had teeth, people were just like, whatever. And then that's like when the mental hospital stuff happened. So I got teeth and then I got the confidence to ask somebody out. And then clearly that didn't work out for me. So
wait, you were going to ask her out and you were nervous. You had a panic attack with no teeth and you went to a mental hospital. Then you got out, got teeth.
Oh, yeah. That was before teeth. No, so I did ask her out before teeth.
And then you asked her out with teeth and got denied.
No, I did ask her out before teeth, too. Right, that was like okay. A little bit after. Because I was 18 when that happened. I got teeth at 19. But I asked her out a second time, but it was kind of a fake ask.
With
out.
Teeth?
Yeah, with teeth.
And she still wouldn't buy
it? I asked her to prom, so it wasn't like a formal ask out, but it was like, do you want to go to prom? And you just ask people. She said no. So that was...
Dude, what? You picked the wrong one.
I don't know. I mean, you can't just switch, especially when you're like an adolescent and emotions are so...
You just had it in for her.
Yeah, at the time. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dumb.
Do you know who
kid.
That is still?
Yeah, I can
don't say her name.
I won't say her name.
But you remember these people, it seems.
Oh, yeah, I remember these people.
Do you have a good memory, or do you just have a memory for these people that screwed around in your childhood?
I have a pretty good memory of my childhood. Especially like before I started smoking weed, I have a pretty good memory of most of the shit that
happened. How old were you when you started to burn weed?
Pandemic.
Oh, so pretty recent.
Yeah, I got, like, I was, because I left my parents' cult in high school to go to college, but then I was still kind of... I didn't really do anything in college either.
Like, going from a cult to college must have been quite the transition.
Well, I went to a Christian college too.
Oh, like, so you're not much of a transition.
It wasn't much. I drank and like partied a little bit, but it
how was it in Christian college? Were they lying and did they all party and finger each other or what?
Not the people I was hanging out with.
They were abiding?
They were abiding. They would have sex once they got into relationships, but right. They weren't... No, I,
what
no,
about
nobody
in the butt instead of in the vagina?
I'm sure.
Because that never made sense to me.
None of it makes sense.
I was like, just boner, you know what I mean? Like, stuff... Oh, no, it's in the butt, so it's not... Yes, it is. You're fucking...
I think God would hate the butt more than regular sex. I think he would hate the rest
I think
more.
He's pretty cool I on think God, both, but... Yeah, yeah. Each to their own.
I don't think God gives a shit.
That's
about
what I
the
think.
Stupid, dumb things we do.
Agreed. I don't believe God is a person, and he doesn't even have a butt. It's like a thing, you know. Like Jesus, he was cool with butt
he
sex.
He had a butt. Yeah,
but he was cool. He was down with the butt sex for sure.
Yeah, he was down
for whatever you wanted to do, man.
He hung out
like
with
relaxed.
Prostitutes all the time,
and they had it in the butt for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was like a relaxed vibe. He was like, he seemed like a good guy. It's just all the other people that made him look bad for the sake of money.
Yeah, Christians really took his message the wrong way. He was hanging out with prostitutes. Like, we should be. And then they're like,
All of a sudden, it's like, we hate prostitutes. I'm like, you know, the guy that started this was a huge fan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he, like, ordered them. I'm saying he was cool with being their friends. Because that's the thing. If you have a job and you don't like that job, like, unless it's, like, a job where you murder people or, you know, mean do really bad things to somebody, it's just a job. Like, and if it's a hard job, you should respect them and even more, let alone not less. Like, that just seems so harsh. Like, this I don't know how hard it would be, but I'm assuming that having sex with people for money all day would be hard labor.
This is exhausting.
Especially 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you've angered the god.
Rumblebean did that.
Oh, you've angered Rumblebean. Yes,
Rumblebean's god.
Yeah. Here so we have a segment that we like to do, JP, when we make a new friend to help get to know this person.
Okay.
And it's just, we just ask you.
What more is there to know about JP?
Yeah, I pretty much laid it all out.
You really
did. Go for it.
These are less invasive questions.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
We just ask, there's just things that are out there in the world that some people like and some people don't like. And we ask our new friend if they like these things.
Okay.
And then Jason and I compete. We try to guess.
Okay.
If you like this sort
of
thing.
So you can't say whether you like it until we guess.
Got it.
Yeah, try it. Poker face.
Yeah, poker face.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Do you like circles?
That is a good poker face. That was good.
I feel like I actually made him angry.
Yeah, but it's a poker face.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm struggling very convincing. Hard to hold this.
High stakes, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon he does because circles are like, you know, it's a shape, and shapes are like cool for like... fitting into puzzles, even though a circle must be very difficult to fit into a puzzle, but still
it's a shitty puzzle that's got circles.
Yeah, but if you're an advanced puzzler, a circle probably gives you a bit of a boner. You know, I mean, metaphorically speaking, obviously, and they would be into that because it's like a challenge. And you know, he seems you know, puzzles, math, you know what I mean, like numbers, you know what I mean, he's a numbers person. I think he likes circles.
Yeah, I would go so far as to say that you like the number, like pie.
How many donuts have you had, Billy?
This is the third one.
Oh, yeah. I like you.
Good
dude.
For you.
I appreciate it because no one else is eating donuts, and I bought all those for everybody.
My brain's alert, and I'm just enjoying.
Ooh, you're doing.
I'm just
great
enjoying
listening
to JP tell his tale.
Right. So, Jason, your guess is
I'm saying he loves circles.
Okay.
And I'm saying not only does he think they're okay, I'm saying he loves them.
And I'm saying
I'm looking for a bonus point.
And I am agreeing that you love circles.
That's cheating.
And it's totally cheating because when you got here right outside, you're like, I love circles.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, I did say that. Right. Yeah.
What the hell?
I saw the
made you say that you love circles before you got in the studio. How the hell does anybody come up with that sentence before they get into the studio?
Like, that went right on the list when he said that. Like, this is a gimme.
Have you asked people this before?
No!
It's the dumbest thing we've ever asked anybody this game.
And you know what? You are right. Sometimes puzzles do have, like, thousand piece puzzles have circle pieces, and it's the best piece.
See?
It's the best piece. I will get hard for that piece. It's absolutely the best piece.
I've never even seen a puzzle in my life, and I assumed that that would be a thing.
Sometimes there are circles.
Because that doesn't make sense. How's it fit?
No, it's just it. It's just like other pieces built around it. You put it in there. It's, yeah.
This was a circle.
Yeah, now it's not. Now we've ruined it.
That's me.
I love circles. They're perfect.
Point for Jason. And me. Where's the bell? Doesn't matter that I cheated. I got it correct.
Yeah.
Does JP?
I drive a Mini Cooper, and the best part of Mini Coopers, if you've been in one, is everything in the car is a circle. Like the key, like the key's a circle. This is the key.
Man, no wonder people beat you up at school.
Yeah, I know, dude. It makes sense.
It's a good thing you don't want to get laid.
Listen, most of what I am works out for me.
Because like, how you're talking, man, it's really fitting in, you know? Like a circle in a puzzle.
Does JP like birds?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I like donuts on the air. It's my show.
Fuck yeah, dude. Do
because
it.
Birds are similar to wizards. Because they fly. And when they open their arms, they got wings. And some wizards turn into birds. And wizards are friends with birds.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she likes hummingbirds. Good poker face, though. That was a good solid poker face, but I see the boner in his eye. Yeah. He loves hummingbirds.
Like, when are they going to be done so I can start actually talking about the birds?
He's got a hummingbird feeder in his house.
Yeah.
His
I'm going to say yes as well, and I'm basing that mostly on the fact that...
If you think I love birds before you came in here, I'm going to freak out.
I'm going to base that mainly on the fact that you're... Instagram bio line is I quite like birds.
Did you cheat? Did you look at it? Are you asking leading questions?
That's the only two.
You need to lose a point.
I was already putting together, does JP like it, when all of a sudden I look at your Instagram and all it says is I like birds. Yeah, and then you show up and you're like, by the way, I like circles.
Thank you, Miles.
Strike them from the list.
I do think both of those count as a cheat. Like, you shouldn't get points for cheating.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at my most recent post, it's a video I made about birds.
Get in there. Experience joy, Jason.
I could just keep eating them and talking about birds in circles, but I gotta stay composed.
Birds are great. They fly. I don't really understand people that don't fuck with birds. They're like,
I don't fuck with birds.
Why not?
Yeah, that's, and you know what? You need to start fucking with them.
Yeah.
Because you need to cheer up, Buttercup.
No.
And
man.
Your problem is because
you've
got
too many birds gathered around in one place. And
doing
what?
Doing what?
It.
Working doing together. What? That's right.
Did
working
you see
together,
the
being
birds?
Friends.
Yeah. Did you see the movie The Birds?
No, I mean, I'm not going to.
Fucking
okay.
Scares
that's
the
a
shit
movie.
Out.
Little known fact, not real.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, the birds that they taped to Tippi Hedren were fucking real and they were scratching the shit out of that
they
lady.
Were
and that's
really,
why you don't tape birds to yourself.
They were really bummed. You know what? Yeah. If I taped you to me, you wouldn't have a good day either.
Yeah. Animals
depends
are animals.
Depends on the day,
either
probably. Birds.
If you were taped to the back of me, it might be all right. Yeah. But not to the front.
No, that's...
You I don't
just,
want to see what I see.
Billy, the baby Bjorn.
I'm out of the Bjorn. Just like...
I got your freaking Santa hair in my face all day. Should be in this game because this guy's cheating.
I have
He's
no...
docked the point.
I have
Thank
no,
you, Miles.
I have no... The first two were a joke,
Regulator.
Right?
Okay.
I wasn't expecting you to volunteer liking so many random things. So the rest of these are the real questions.
Okay. Oh.
Does JP like theme parks?
Ooh, that's a tough one because, yes, because they're themed,
mm-hmm.
but if the theme park has like an aggressive roller coaster, he doesn't seem like he wants to go really fast in a roller coaster because that could be scary. And he's a nerd, and nerds don't like seeking thrills.
But sometimes nerds do like finding things that seem dangerous that aren't. Actually, because it makes them feel like they're dangerous.
Yeah, but he's like, gonna believe that.
Like one time, I told my wife that I wanted to do something that involved flying, and she got me like a Groupon or something to go do this thing where you sit in this little like baby harness, and there's a little balloon thing, and you fly along a cliff,
oh, Jesus.
And you just go back and forth along the cliff, and the wind keeps you up there. And like you do it the first time you do it, you're like, "Whoa, am I gonna die?" And then after 10 seconds, you're like. No, I'm not.
Is
I'm
it like fast?
I'm just
like
kidding.
Like a thrill ride, or are you just
no?
High up?
You literally were not attached to anything.
Oh damn!
You're like in a balloon going around, but like like a parachute kind of thing.
Whoa.
All the it sounds crazy. It sounds so dangerous. And
I'm gonna be like, this is gay, right?
And when the guy is like, okay, we're gonna push off. Now you're like, I don't feel so good about this because it's really
yeah.
far down there.
Yeah.
And then you just do it, and you're like, oh, like a child could do this.
Oh.
And
yeah,
all the guys that were coming in, I thought the most interesting part of it, because I was bored after like an hour, and I wouldn't think that would have been possible. All the guys come in like, yeah, pretty sick wind today. It's pretty good flying out there. Have a good time. And I'm like,
dudes.
Oh, this is where people who are scaredy cats come
fake
to pretend.
Like, kinda,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you said theme park.
I did.
And if you love wizards, how can you not like a themed park? And is there not a themed park that doesn't have a wizard in it?
I don't know if Six Flags has wizards. But most of them
have
wizards.
Oh, see, you can't say that.
That wasn't a tell. I'm just answering your question.
Based on the fact that he runs shenanigans as a show, I would think theme parks are
yeah,
pretty...
Oh, yeah, he is a thrill seeker. I've seen him do stuff with...
Yeah, he's the... What, he, we
yeah,
got
yeah,
in
the
trouble because he was spitting up fountain fluid... At the belly room, he's a thrill seeker.
Yeah,
What is the distinction between
he's a man of danger.
What's the distinction between fountain fluid and water?
He poured a beer in his mouth and then was going.
I was trying to spit take it back into my
yeah.
mouth.
Oh, like the Tiki Room.
Yeah.
He loves if you know the Tiki parks. Room, you love theme parks.
Yeah.
You did give it away.
The reset was awesome.
Do you want an answer?
Yeah.
I think we all think you like theme parks.
I do. I don't know if love. I enjoy it. I've had good memories. I will say, until about a year ago, my friend Angie, you guys know Angie Stroud. My friend Angie had me come to.
I love beating her at arm wrestling.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. She'll get you one day.
Every single time she sees me, I saw her at the Riff Raff, and I was back in the back of the crowd, and she came over and double hand arm wrestled me while I was at the table.
Did she win?
No, hell no. Okay, never will.
I like to keep hope alive, but. Okay. She had her birthday, and we went to Six Flags, and I'd really, the only roller coaster I've ever been on was Space Mountain, which is, like, nice. Easy. But then I was, like, I was kind of with all my friends, and I didn't want to look like a pussy, so I just went on all of them, and I fucking loved it. Yeah. I'd spent 25 years of my life just assuming that I'd hate
you
weren't
a thrill seeker. It turns out you are a thrill seeker.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. Yeah.
That's
what's up. Like,
hey, don't leave me hanging. That's what three
seekers. You kind of feel like a bird flying through the sky.
Yeah, it felt like I was a fucking bird. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
If you do the Spider-Man ride, Batman ride, you would feel, no, maybe it is a Superman ride. I don't know. But you hold you and you put your arms up and you'd be flying like a wizard.
Really? Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, I have to find that. I have to do these things.
It's the Superman ride at Six Flags.
I spent a lot of my life assuming I was afraid of things that I ended up, like, I used to think I hated horror movies and I started watching them. I was like, oh, I love these. I don't know why. I just got.
Yeah, you like gory horror movies though, right?
You
like scary horror movies.
I like scary horror movies. Certain gore. I like gore in action movies, but when it's like weird, intricate horror, like in like Hostel when they cut the tendons. Yeah, like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah. So that's
I love Tarantino and like
Hereditary is not good for you, right?
I've seen Hereditary. I like Hereditary.
Oh, okay.
I like atmospheric stuff a lot. I like Hereditary.
Right. I haven't seen the Hostel movies, but like the Saw movies, those are frequently called they're torture porn.
Yeah.
It's not even really scary. I've seen the first it's one, just torture.
Hostel's worse.
That first and second one were pretty okay.
I like
and
the first
then like
Saw.
The third What's that? One Saw.
Yeah,
like those
yeah.
No, first two were, and then the third one it's on, like it's just like,
the 13th
well, yeah.
After the third one, they lost the plot.
Yeah, they just, they.
It's like he dies and then he comes back to life from every single thing that would kill anybody. And now it's like, well then, kill him and there's no surprise when he sits back up. You already set him on fire for like a day and then he just got up and walked out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He shot his brains out of the back of his head, he got up, he walked out of it. So now like, oh, you stabbed him? Oh, I wonder if you'll... Because he's going to come back.
I know.
Wizards, dude. There's wizards involved.
We did a movie review, I think, right, on one of the Halloween movies.
Jason might be a wizard at this point.
For sure.
Yeah, eventually, definitely.
At the end, Jamie Lee Curtis decapitates...
He comes back,
Mike Myers, and it's just like, okay, if the main heroine comes back after 8 movies and decapitates him and you still make 4 after that...
Super glue, he's back. Bob's your uncle.
This is pro wrestling, man.
Yeah. But if it wasn't for Halloween, Australia wouldn't have Halloween, so that was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think maybe E.T. had something to do with it too, but still, Halloween, the movie, definitely gave kids in Australia... a chance to get candy from strangers.
Okay, well, that's very
important. Dude. I don't know if that was a good thing.
And nothing bad happened as a result of that.
Yeah. Razor blades in your cookies.
Never once.
Yeah, I know.
How would that even work?
It doesn't.
I mean, can you imagine?
Because you give them apples.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to get a razor blade. You would see where the razor blade went into the apple.
That's right.
If I got an apple as a kid, I'd just chuck it as soon as
the razor blades in it.
Yeah. I wouldn't. There's no way.
At your friend's face and his head comes off. that's kind of funny.
Even if your neighbor was
no matter how you slice it.
If your neighbor was evil enough to put a razor blade in an apple and clever enough to close it off in such a way that you couldn't notice it, which is very unlikely and impossible in order, and then you decided to eat the apple and not throw it at your friend. Even when you hit the razor blade in the apple,
I would bite it. I would notice.
Yeah,
right away.
You cut your tongue a little bit.
You cut your gums.
Yeah. You're not going to swallow it.
I'm not eating apples and just gulping. That's a crazy way to eat anything.
It's also an impossible way to eat an apple.
Yeah. Rumble Bean, I'm going to put razor blades in the donuts. Get off them.
Donuts.
Maybe these people are just trying to teach kids how to chew. Maybe they're just like, we'll put razor blades in there so they know. Okay.
Speaking of chewing, when you had no teeth, what'd you eat?
I had baby teeth, and then I also had like, I hated them. I never used them, but I had like things I would put over them.
Fake teeth.
Yeah, they were like, they weren't like these though. They were like clear, and I'd put them over for like helping eating. When I had baby teeth, my baby teeth stayed in because there was nothing to push them out. Right. So my baby teeth stayed over time. They kind of fall out, but I up until the very end, I had like about seven.
And would those bad boys get through like a candy bar or like?
Yeah,
a pizza?
I could eat most. I couldn't eat like toffee, but I could eat steak.
Right.
Like chewy things.
Toffee sucks. Anyway.
What kind of teeth are we talking? Like, what's that guy in the Goonies? Did you have like teeth like that?
Yeah, oh. I think we were all picturing Sloth.
Right.
Oh, like yeah, I had like what?
Like a couple hanging out with their big gaps.
Yeah, they're such big gaps, but they were chiclets. They were tiny little babies.
Little chiclets with big gaps.
Yeah, big gaps all around. Like four on top, three on bottom.
Man,
I think.
You've seen some tough streets.
I had molars. That's the other thing. I had.
So you could do something in the back with them.
I had molars, so I could get in the back.
So you had the tear up front just enough, and then you had the gnash.
Yeah,
in the back.
I have three real molars. So they're still in my mouth.
Hell
everything
yeah.
else is fake.
Shout out to those.
Figure it out. Yeah, they did a lot of work in those youngin years.
Well, you guys saw the bridge collapse, right? That was caused by some sort of
technological. Oh, I didn't see that. What happened?
Oh my goodness!
A boat hit the bridge, and the whole bridge went tumbling down.
In Maryland, cars
really?
Fell off.
Oh, cars
the
fell into the.
It was terrible. Yeah, it was a big one of these. Like they were bringing. I think they're going to Sri Lanka. It's like a huge cargo boat with all those cargo containers on it. And they lost control of it. It wasn't like a human.
Who was driving?
It doesn't seem like a human error kind of thing. It seems like the systems went
shit.
Down. Yeah.
I think a few people fell off. A few people were on the bridge when it hit.
Yes, cars.
Well,
that's a big fuck up.
They actually did, I believe, manage to pull some people out, which is the miracle. But no, people certainly died. The water's really, really cold there, too.
Are all bridges like that? Or are there bridges that... Well, that's a bad bridge.
Yeah,
okay.
You're asking a guy that's guessing, but... I think that went down way too easy.
I think so. That was like,
I thought you were a bridge
like
expert.
Lincoln Logs.
I am, Miles. Thank you for bringing that up.
That thing disintegrated.
As the Miles, as the bridge expert of the Jason L. Show, that is a bad bridge. You
there's
guys.
So much room for it to have you. Not hit that pole. Like, there's so much space it could have gone.
Yeah, not to mention like how many feet before you were like, it's going right for that thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the point, is that the person who was in control of it was not in control of it.
What were they doing on Smoko?
It's just like,
that's what it was, right? They were on Smoko.
I think it basically had a mind of its own, and they were unable to steer it. Yeah, because I don't even know if it was supposed to go under that bridge.
Oh really?
Oh, it should have even been going.
I
the,
don't
the direction.
Don't quote me on that, but there's like various waterways there. Like it went
not that way.
It wasn't because I don't think that's not like a bridge that goes.
No,
up
it was
and down,
a bridge, but
think.
It had a lot of space to not hit the foundation of the bridge.
But more importantly, do you like mustard?
That
don't
is
tell
important.
Me.
Okay.
Back to Poker Face.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah. See, mustard is...
I love your Poker Face. It's so good.
It is. It's edgy. You know, because mustard is... He could be a guy... And don't take this the wrong way. All right? But you could be a guy... Sorry. You could be a person that has some picky eating.
Yeah.
You're a picky eater. You could also not be. I'm just judging this off being into wizards. Being into wizards, like really into wizards, could be, you know, like I don't like certain vegetables. You know, but then he's got he had no teeth, and now he has teeth, so you'd want to chew everything. But condiments have always been available to him. There's never been a time where he couldn't down a condiment.
At times, they may have seemed like his only friend.
Right. Right. But now it could be now
he
he's like,
the lubricant.
Look at me. I can chew anything.
Right.
So I don't even need a condiment anymore. So screw you, mustard.
Yeah.
He's definitely a ketchup guy because he likes French fries. Good poker face.
Mm-hmm. I could easily see vegetarian vegan, which would figure into this.
See what I mean? You're being disrespectful, but
I don't
it's
know about
no,
that.
No, because it's like you think because he's a bit of a nerd that he likes nerd food.
Not necessarily.
A lot of nerds don't eat healthy.
True.
And mustard is like, people that like mustard like sausages. I could be wrong there, but mustard is a, you know, like a mustard in a hot dog. He just doesn't look like a, he doesn't look like a person that wants hot dogs with all the things on it.
Yeah.
He looks like, they look like they want a hot dog with one condiment on it.
And that condiment, in your opinion, is ketchup?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So you're saying he doesn't like mustard?
I'm going to say that he doesn't like mustard. See, I think he likes honey Dijon, but does that count?
We will strike.
Are you talking like yellow classic yellow mustard?
Yeah, or brown mustard. No, if
he definitely doesn't like brown.
If you're just like, I hate mustard, but I fucking love honey mustard, we'll strike the question.
Yeah, that's
not
fair.
I don't really know what to do
because
with that.
Honey mustard is not fair.
See, to me, the whole answer here, it's not about do you like mustard, it's do you hate mayo? And I have a feeling that you do not like mayonnaise. And so often you reach a fork in the road where it has to be one or the other. And
it
I
does
think,
not. You can hate both.
I hate both.
Okay. I hate both.
I find very many people who will do mustard. It's because mayo is just a bridge too far for them. I agree that you like ketchup. I've never met a single person who hates ketchup. Hmm. It's kind of a weird position to hold.
Agreed.
But I think there's a chance that you could be vegan or have gone through a vegan phase, in which case mustard is one of your only friends.
I'm gonna guess he's indifferent.
And I think I could also just see you being a stick to the basic safe eater. And also, I'm none of the things I just mentioned, and I like mustard.
I think he sees it like sex. What's the point?
I think you like mustard. I think mustard's okay.
I don't care.
What do you think,
Billy? I'm not a picky eater. I will eat pretty much anything. And hot dogs, I like fucking stacking up a hot dog.
All right, well, then I'm wrong.
But I don't care about mustard's not like. I don't
Billy,
have feelings
Billy
for
got
mustard.
It right.
But he, well, that Billy said he didn't like it.
I said
Billy
he's
said
indifferent.
He didn't care.
I said he's indifferent.
All right, well, Billy gets
I'll
half
say
a point.
As far as my like condiment rankings, like it goes the big three. It would go like mayo, ketchup, mustard.
That's fair.
Mustard's last.
But I like them together. I like all of them together more than separated.
What about relish?
Relish is fine. Relish is fine.
What do you like more, relish or mustard?
Mustard, I think. If I'm getting a hot dog, I'll do all three things and onions.
Yeah.
It's like a basic hot dog.
You and me are in the same place on condiments.
Yeah, I'll do it all. I mean, they're made. I like getting food the way it was intended to be eaten.
Huh.
Like, whatever the chef or hot dog salesperson makes and says is best, whatever the picture is, that's what I want.
Okay. Then I would classify that as somebody who likes mustard.
Yeah. Okay. I like mustard.
But does he like vampires?
Hell yeah. Good poker face, but it's too late.
They're kind of like wizards. They've got teeth.
Vampire, yeah, they're mystical.
Uh-huh.
They are at theme parks. They've got some pretty sweet teeth. And he loves teeth. Yeah, good vampires one. Are romantic.
Yeah, right.
And they, I mean, they
that's
don't play.
That's the part that makes me think he likes.
They don't play
vampires.
That they want to bone a lot. I mean, some movies play that they want to bone a lot. Yeah. But that's just like to sell tickets to people like me. But really, vampires are way more about the romance than the bone.
I don't know. I always felt like the whole going in for the neck thing was pretty clearly a metaphor for that is the sex.
Oh, I thought it was because they wanted blood.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like they're motivated to physically seal the deal with people. Not just write them love letters.
Well, yeah, but when they love somebody, it's very romantical.
No, you're right. No, I think they're both romantic and sexual.
They'll love a guy.
Is that five, Billy?
This is four.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just checking in on Billy's donut journey.
Yeah, no, don't give up, Billy. You've got this.
Hey, man, I'm just a spectator today.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing well.
Anybody out there, have a shot for every donut Billy has. See if you can't get wasted on the Jason Oliver.
This week's episode brought to you by diabetes.
Oh, is that the end? Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I think we all know you like vampires.
I do like vampires. I like the Victorian, like Dracula, yeah. I like vampires as villains.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't necessarily, I mean, I've never even seen Twilight, honestly, but I just don't feel like I
Twilight's not a vampire movie.
Yeah, or like
Twilight's for douches.
Yeah, I don't like Twilight. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I assume I wouldn't like Twilight.
Have you seen
those,
Interview with a Vampire?
No, but I think that's the kind
have
I
you
would
seen,
like.
Well, then you know what you need to see? Interview with the Vampire TV show.
Is that good?
It's better.
Oh, really?
It's the first time I've ever seen a TV show that beats the movie.
Okay, okay.
And there's like this thing behind it where the lady that wrote Interview with the Vampire, the book, is like there's more realistic stuff in the TV show than the movie, because when the movie came out, we couldn't handle the gay back when that came out. Yeah. So they changed it to be, that's not, they're not as gay as you think they are. They kind of like each other. Yeah. But in the actual book, they're full on homos.
Cool.
Yeah. And then in the TV series, full on homos.
Okay. Yes. Okay, cool. I'll check that out. I like What We Do in the Shadows. That's a fun one.
That's a good
that
one.
Is fun.
But like anytime like vampires are like actual monsters, I like that. I don't,
yeah, me too.
Or Blade. Days of Night.
Or Blade. I like Blade. Blade's dope as fuck. Fun.
Blade's less vampire-y and more
superhero.
Stupid, but it's still fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a
boss. Nosferatu's freaky. He's like, I do think they need to be a little bit sexy.
Agreed.
A little bit sexy. Have a cape, at least.
Yeah, I think being
like a cape. I'll a respect cape.
Sophisticated and less barbaric is a vampire's swagger.
Yeah,
like Sesame Street.
If
Kiefer, the count,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
The Count's a classic.
That's a good one.
He's very hot.
Yeah.
Out of all the puppets, he is.
He's pretty sexy.
Who's the most fuckable Sesame Street character?
The
Big
Count.
Bird. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Does your opinion really count? I don't think so. But yeah, you should say Big Bird.
I think it matters a lot, actually.
Snuggle Up Against is the one that's going to give you a good going.
I just do think that Big Bird is the only... Is there another tall one? I feel like if you don't...
Snuggle Up Against is the biggest.
Maybe Snuggle Up Against. I just think if you fuck any of the short ones, it's going to feel like...
Yeah, no,
it's gonna feel a little wrong.
Yeah, come on.
He's right.
Bert's like in his mid-40s,
but he's
he's a man.
You're gonna fuck Bert with Ernie right there, like.
If I do Bert, I'm doing Ernie.
Yeah, you're doing both. I guess you do both.
I'm not sure Ernie's gonna have a problem.
They feel like adults. They feel like adults.
I think Ernie will just be thankful that you. I think Ernie will just be thankful that you gave him the night off.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna fuck that number 8 puppet.
The number 8.
Yeah, it's just got 2 eyes right here and then 2 fucking holes. Have at it.
Hey, you're just packing.
Fucking a puppet.
I mean, Miss Piggy.
No, she's so mean.
But I only want to hate fuck her, you know.
Also, Miss Piggy feels like she'd get really attached.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Yeah.
She's got some codependency.
Late night text from Miss Piggy. It's like, bitch, give me a break.
But then she also knows she's an MMA fighter too, Jason. She could be the one that takes you.
That defeats me.
She's got some power.
Yeah, Miss Piggy will take you down.
Yeah. Now the does look pretty sexy.
If Kiefer Sutherland in Lost Boys shows up at your house and is like, take me now.
It's vampire Kiefer.
He is a real vampire.
I think yes, because I'm not...
Appreciate your honesty.
I'm asexual, but I'm not like... My virginity to me isn't sacred.
Yeah.
But I would like not to lose it on a whim.
Okay.
So if I like a fucking famous person or fictional character came to my door, I'm like, this is a cool enough reason to lose it right now.
Hmm.
That or like having a lot of feelings for somebody.
But you'd prefer dinner first.
I think I prefer dinner first.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
But like if I'm losing my virginity to a vampire, I'm like, that's something to talk about.
If it's Miss Piggy, I would prefer to not have dinner first.
No, absolutely not. It'll ruin the meal.
Yeah, it's kind of a turn off. No, but Kiefer will like bring you back to the cave. He'll let you share the blood wine bottle.
How old is he in that movie?
Oh, he's
28.
Okay, then we're fine.
Easily mid-20s.
He's one of the old. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't have anything to worry about.
I think I'll be fine. Yeah.
If Ross shows up at your front door and he's really Ross, not David Schwimmer, and he's like, I really want you to be my friend. I want to be your first.
He's the worst. So annoying.
Oh, the monkey can come too. Like, he can't talk you into it.
I'd rather fuck the giraffe he plays in the Madagascar.
Yeah, Melvin. Yeah,
David Schwimmer.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, that segues into my next question. Does JP like zoos?
No. And it's because he's a wise man that knows that animals are sad in the zoo, and he does not support zoos.
I think he fucking loves zoos.
I think you recognize the drawbacks, and it's not as much fun as it was when you're a kid, when you're not thinking about, do these animals really want to be here? Why are they all sleeping all the time? Are they clinically depressed? Boy, I'm smelling such a potpourri of different animal shit smells. All of that having been said, look, it's a fucking giraffe. Look, it's a fucking gorilla. Look, it's a fucking zebra. Yeah, zoos are cool.
I fucking love zoos.
Ah!
say there are shit zoos that shouldn't be on the map. There,
absolutely.
There are good zoos like the San Diego Zoo, New York Zoo. Shit,
right.
I love, I will say,
there
I love
zoos. So many people so in the much. San Diego Zoo that are crying to be let out.
Did you, go, you love, ever go to the Santa Barbara Zoo?
I've never been there.
Oh, you love
For
it.
My birthday 2 years ago, me and all my comic friends did a bunch of shrooms, spent a day at the San Diego Zoo, best time of my life. I just did a show, and I just did a run at Madhouse in San Diego, and I do jokes about zoos because I love them.
Wow.
And somebody from the San Diego Zoo came up to me after the show and was like, you can, you have free tickets for life. I have free San Diego Zoo tickets for life now.
Good for
it's
you.
It's the best thing I've ever gotten from this job. But like, yeah, no, I love zoos. It's, there's definitely, I love animals, and there's definitely a part of my soul that knows that zoos are problematic. Right. But I do like looking at them.
Yeah. All right, Jason has lost the lead. It is a tie now between Jason and Tully, and Billy's on the come up.
I feel like I shouldn't even bother asking at this point, but does he like unicorns?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you like animals and you like mythical warlock shit, you gotta like unicorns, like a right? Unicorn.
They're great.
I don't really like unicorns.
What's it like? What is there to not like about a unicorn?
What's there not to, right?
That's ridiculous.
They're like
that's
the so, basic bitch.
Do you hate horses?
No.
Then what
but
the
you
fuck
don't
is
like
your...
unicorns?
They're just, I mean, this is informed by the fact that my 5-year-old daughter loves unicorns.
Yeah, so maybe you've seen too many. Is that your problem?
They're just annoying. Like, I don't, I think I was always really tainted by, I know this is not rational, but when I was a kid, when the Barnum and Bailey Zoo unveiled a real unicorn and brought it on tour and they did commercials, like, come see the real unicorn that we found.
Did they just glue
movie.
A horn to a horse?
No, I think they had something that had two horns, and from the time it was a baby, they just pushed it together and then swirled it like soft serve.
So it wasn't even a horse?
It was, no, I think it was like some kind of
like a deer kind of thing?
Kind of a weird mountain goat pony thing. I don't know. I don't think they stuck something on.
That's fucked up.
But it definitely came out that that animal did not want to have that unihorn.
I hate that.
I just think they're super overrated.
Yeah, right. You know they can make rainbows and run along them to like other places.
Now you sound like my daughter.
Their horns.
I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah.
Have healing powers.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
And they shit jelly beans, and I don't know. It just
they
doesn't...
do not shit jelly beans.
They don't
they're
shit
just like
jelly
they're
beans.
Like they're like they're like the animal equivalent of like stickers.
But if they did shit jelly beans, that
That'd
would make them even cooler.
Awesome.
That would be cool.
That would be way better.
It's not a poopy; it's a jelly bean, right?
I think the My Little Pony as adult entertainment phenomenon is kind of turned me off of unicorns.
Anymore. Yeah,
that's you don't been like around my... since you were a kid.
What?
My Little Pony.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be socially acceptable for grown-ups to like it.
So Jason thinks yes to unicorns.
I don't think yes. I know yes.
Really? No, I think... No, I'm saying I don't like unicorns all
but
that
much. But you
think
much. I do?
Of course you do. What do you
I think you do.
Yeah, I mean... Yes. I think unicorns are kind of like vampires as far as fiction, where there's like... There's some really fucking gay unicorns, and like there's some cool unicorns.
Yeah.
And, but also across the board, I also think if unicorns existed... We're like, you know, we don't know, but probably not.
We don't know.
We haven't seen it. We don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean, but...
a but, dead unicorn, you think?
Maybe, but like, if there was a literal animal, no matter how rainbowy and gay it was, if there was a horse with a horn that was running on rainbows and pooping jelly beans...
And it had wings, huh?
We would all love it.
Yeah.
We would all be obsessed with that thing. We like platypuses.
Yeah, that's pretty like, much a unicorn.
Yeah, they're weird as fuck. They sweat milk. And like,
yeah,
it's true.
And they got this weird little claw on the back of one foot where they can
soup poisonous
give you poison.
Yeah,
and a duck's bill, and they're furry, and they swim in the water.
Did I say I don't like platypuses?
No, but I just
seems
say,
like
but
it
like
seems like you're the kind of guy that wouldn't.
Seems like you hate fun
I,
in
I
nature.
I just say if platypuses were fictional, I bet they'd be pooping jelly beans too.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just saying. I think entertainment has twisted what is probably a dope animal.
Wait, you think that they might
have...
I don't have
think
actually...
twisted, but you know, they've done the same things that...
But you think they might have existed?
I don't know. I don't like to be sure about anything like that. I like to believe, probably not, but I like to believe that they might have.
I think unicorn mythology started based off of somebody saw like a rhino or something.
Yeah, I mean, or I don't know. It's also
or there could have been a deformed horse.
Yeah.
That's right. Because unicorns are one of those mythical creatures that don't
have like a small, like a long bump on its head.
And then the story.
As far as just a horse with a horn, it's like, that's not, That's not
what about
wild.
A real big deer that had one antenna thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure out there.
Could have been a deformed moose.
I was going to say, there you go. Mooses are horses.
Yeah.
I mean, narwhals exist. Those are nightmare-sized
horses as yeah. well.
Which is almost weirder.
True. Agreed. Narwhals are weirder than...
I brought narwhal, yeah.
And that's a thing that exists.
Yeah.
Horned fish.
Yes, and
that's
like...
a tooth, too. Their horn is a tooth.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I like narwhals.
Then why do you hate unicorns?
Yeah, then what's your beef?
Is this because your daughter?
Don't say you don't like unicorns. Say you don't like your daughter.
You don't like your daughter's taste, is what you're saying.
They're just kind of, they're a little too on the nose. They're a little too basic.
I get it. My son has a weird haircut right now. It's
I
not,
get that.
It's not cool.
How do you feel about PCP? If you're the kind of guy who would take mushrooms and go to the zoo with some friends, I'm going to say you might have dabbled with angel dust.
Really? Really, Michael? You think it goes mushrooms, PCP?
That's a very short ladder.
Yeah, we jumped hard. PCP is aggressive. And
PCP is... angel dust, PCP is the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if...
No, they haven't. They just asked what it is.
Yeah.
I was not sure if there were any other street names that I would know it by.
Just in case you've done it?
Just in case I've done it.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Don't think he's done
it. Unicorn cum.
Oh. Honestly, not a bad name for PCP.
Yeah, it's a better name than whatever it's gotten right now.
Angel dust or whatever. Yeah, unicorn cum is way better.
Yeah, my vote is no. They don't like PCP. Good question, though.
I think they'd do it.
I think you're addicted to PCP.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it right now, dude. I'm seeing stars. I've never done it. Would you? Maybe. I've done DMT.
It's not the same.
I don't know. I don't have a barometer for what it is. The craziest thing I've done is shrooms and a little bit of DMT. So I don't really know what it would. I've never done acid either. PCP a hallucinogen? What is it?
Nah. Gives you superpowers.
Okay. Well,
you can lift stuff that you can't lift, but you'll be sore the next day for lifting it.
Okay. Well, that's.
Because you like rip your muscles.
How long does it last?
It depends how much you do, but 4 or 5 hours of like. Tripping fun.
Ooh, if I had some friends together, I think I would do it. I don't know, but I've had some bad shroom trips though, so I'd be a little wary.
You don't get bad PCP
you don't?
Trips.
Okay.
Nah, it's all more right. You're just real high.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'd try it out. I don't, but probably for the question, no.
Yeah,
because I've never done it before.
Hey, I wouldn't do it now.
Now?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Okay. No way.
Did anyone give a yes?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, don't scream PCP.
You never know with people.
I mean, I'm wearing a...
Honestly, most of these questions I wrote before I met you. And
even
then
the
once
bird
I...
and circle?
No. Those
zoo
obviously
one?
Met after.
Cheater question.
No, the zoo was in there.
Fucking
yeah, the zoo was in there.
Question.
I love
zoo. Zoo was in there, but I threw out so many, like, just in the first 3 minutes of our conversation with you. Like, yeah. I wanted to ask what you thought about strip clubs.
Oh.
I think I know the answer.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask what you think about male, female threesomes in porn. I think I know the answer.
Yeah.
I want to know what you thought about hairy vaginas. I think I know the answer.
I've only seen one porn in my life. I watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape and threw up the moment I saw Ray J's dick.
It's not porn.
It's not. Yeah, well, it's a sex tape. I guess it's not porn. But
you threw up when you saw his dick.
Yeah, I was.
Are you a racist?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think so. I told him. I met Ray J and I told him.
Really?
Yeah, I told him that I saw his dick and threw up. He was like, he laughed. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty big moment for me.
Probably doesn't get that a lot.
Yeah, I don't think so. I thought that's what I want to tell him. Like, I didn't say I was a fan or anything. I just
is that the first thing you said to him?
Yeah,
awesome.
It was at the Comedy Store. I just went up to him.
Well, wait, I mean, was it like? Because like I got this
so
happened
awesome.
Two times when I was a kid. I was at a weird thing with the movie Beetlejuice. I really like Tim Burton, but I literally got sick in the theater. I came down with something.
What part?
No. Like I was. My body was already in the process of becoming ill, and I didn't know that. And I went to the movie, and as I was sitting there, and it is just kind of a weird vibe, I got sick. I went there healthy and left sick, and it gave me this weird sort of Pavlovian aversion to the movie. I associated it with sickness. Did you throw up coincidentally when you saw his dick, or did his dick make you throw up?
I listened to a comedian made a joke. I was younger. I think I was like in my teens. A comedian made a joke that the Kim Kardashian sex tape was really bad and hilarious. They're bad at sex and hilarious. That was like his bit. And I was like, oh, I don't really, I've never really watched any sex. I wonder what, I wonder what's so funny about it. And I, like, literally having no, I was still, like, in the whole religious cult thing, literally having no barometer for what sex really looks like, I turned on this video and literally saw just a terrible video of, like, a dick getting sucked by Kim Kardashian. And it was just, like, a shock to my system. And I think that just, I don't think I was super for him, but it was just like, ah! I'd never seen anybody else's anything. Like, I'd never even looked at a picture. So it was a big shock. That was, like, my first experience seeing anything. I was younger.
So you went all the way from, you hadn't been, had the experience a lot of us did of, like, finding the old Playboy on the train tracks and working your way up to seeing
videos. No, nothing at videos all. My family's internet was, like, watched. Right. Yeah. They...
And then you do have the religious programming.
Yeah.
That had to have played
a role. So it was
role.
Just, like, immediately, like, ah! And, like, yeah. That, it's a, you know, I've seen stuff now. I've watched movies. Like,
but you can see dicks without barfing. Yeah, you're a big boy.
When I was in, not long after that, one of my bullies put my phone number on on Craigslist in the Men Seeking Men section.
Oh, fuck.
While I was at camp. And I got thousands of dick pics sent to my phone while I was at camp.
Did they make you vomit?
No, I was like, it was pictures, so I guess it was just like, ah. It was a little jarring, but the vomiting was just like out of shock from, like, I didn't even know what to expect from seeing somebody suck a good guy off. It was not what I wanted to see. I thought it was going to be funny.
Yeah. I remember the first, like, grown-up, like, man, like, sex dick that I ever saw was I found a dude had taken a picture of his dick with a Polaroid camera and then either dropped it or left it on purpose in the parking lot of a Mexican restaurant by my house.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You just see Polaroid on the ground and you're a kid. You have nothing going on in your life. You're like, oh, what picture's that? You're like, oh, it's a grown...
You knew what it was immediately?
Oh, it's a grown, like, man's penis. Okay, yeah. And it wasn't like...
Not yours.
No, mine didn't look anything like that at that point, and it was not a flattering shot. Oof. It was like that overexposed, also, super...
You can't even, like... I haven't taken a picture of my penis, but I imagine you want to, like, use that, like, backwards camera to, like, see... just with a Polaroid, you're just going for it. You're just like...
You
don't have no idea what you're taking.
No.
And that also... You know, that probably means... My guess is that it was just taken in the parking lot.
Oh, God, I never...
Like, I assume they didn't... Unless they brought the Polaroid with them.
It was enough of him, I could see he didn't have clothes on.
Okay, so he... Okay, so it was somewhere else.
He may have just been the dick pic fairy that he took a bunch of those and just went around town and dropped them here, there.
You don't think it, like, fell out of his pocket or something?
I don't know. To this day, I really don't know what his angle was. I don't think it was anything good, but specifically what it was, I couldn't tell you.
Either situation's funny. Either they are the dick pic fairy, just like, this will awaken somebody.
Yeah.
Or they're just a person that had one of those, and that they lost it. And then they go and be like,
fuck! As a kid, I assumed it was that. I didn't think about, like, people having weird perversions that they might get off on. Oh, I'm going to go home and jerk off thinking about people finding pictures.
Yeah,
at the time, I was like, oh, his girlfriend lost this treasured picture of his dick.
Probably the first time I've ever thought of it that way.
Keeps
honestly.
It in his wallet.
Somebody, like, leaving that, and then
I have no idea.
That's why.
Was it a good dick?
Nothing about it was good.
Yeah, then he didn't have it in his wallet.
That was for you.
Polaroids are a little big for wallets.
Maybe it was a gay guy that gave it to him, and he was gay.
Yeah.
And he forgot it was in his jacket pocket, and then when he took his jacket off, it fell out.
Maybe. There's a lot of possibilities of the journey this dick pit went on to get to in front of you.
Do you like Marvel movies? I say no. Maybe one or two are okay.
This is the toughest question we've had so far.
Yeah. I know that there's the warlock and the vampire and all that stuff, but they're just... They are kind of a theme park ride. They're the theme park ride version of movies, but they're cheesy. They're soulless. You're an intelligent
person.
There's
nothing to the imagination when it comes to them.
Exactly. You're a discerning viewer, and you know that they're just...
They're so basic.
Uh-huh.
They like fun. And they have a lot of spare time.
Puzzling takes a lot of time.
Ooh, they try to throw me off. Puzzling I see what's takes going so on much there. Time. Fuck it. No.
I stand by my yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I
totally
definitely
I said no.
Definitely no now. I think I was kind of young when I was still in my teens when, like, Iron Man came out and, like, the MCU started, and I loved them at the time.
But not now.
Not as to me that is now.
Yes.
Fuck no.
Yeah. The game is not... Did you used to like it?
That's right. It's right now.
It's now.
Suck it, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Yeah, Billy, you're wrong.
Don't you eat another donut, you fucking dickhead. All right.
Also, Blade's like, Blade's an action movie.
Oh, man, like the same losing.
Speed or...
Yeah. No, it's different, but it seemed like a pertinent clue.
Yeah, no, for sure.
We have a tie.
Ooh.
Tully and Jason.
Okay, so why don't we just do a couple kind of speed round until we settle this. So.
What does the winner get?
Glory.
Okay.
Donuts.
The rest of the donuts.
As long as Billy doesn't eat them all.
Where
you guys
stand...
take too many core questions. They're not going to be here.
Come on.
Where do you stand on barbecue potato chips?
Mmm. Man, these are so tough, Michael. Good questions.
These are good questions. Thanks.
Barbecue. They like barbecue. But barbecue chips suck.
They totally suck.
Yeah. No.
I'm going yes.
Yes.
Fuck!
All right.
Holy wins.
North Carolina, simple. Baby!
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Well, lesson learned.
It is funny though, because whenever Jason has an opinion about no, he's like, "No, they're awful. They would hate zoos. Zoos are terrible." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I like them." It's right. Immediately guilt. I'm like, "No, but I do."
Like, I come with a lot of passion, Jason. No matter what it is.
Well, I think passionate. we all have that tendency. If you like something, it's like, well, shouldn't everybody be able to see what's good about this? And when you hate something,
me
especially
too.
The torture of animals.
I know. I have flaws.
JB, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Nice to meet you too.
Nice to get to know you. Thank you. I've seen you several times.
Yeah, this has been nice. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back because that's what we do. This is our jobs.
And even before we're back here, we'll be back somewhere else at patreon.com/ellismate, where there's way more of this show every single week than what you get here on the free pod.
Don't die.
Definitely don't die.